Today we see our Lord, where our Lord is presented to us as the teacher, in effect the teacher, the prophet. He comes into the synagogue in his own hometown at Nazareth, where he grew up. And he reads a quote from the prophet Isaiah. And then he tells them, this prophecy is fulfilled in your hearing. Note the evangelist, when he begins this passage, he tells us Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And then the beginning of the passage quoted from Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord is already beginning to hint at his union with God, that he is God, that he is the promised Redeemer, the Messiah. He isn't saying it explicitly here, but he is hinting at it. He's alluding to it. But he is telling them, again, another way to allude to it, that the prophecy that he just read, this was a common practice in the synagogue. The leader, the rabbi, would come and read a scroll from one of the books of the Old Testament, read a passage, and then begin to teach regarding that passage. That's exactly what our Lord is doing. He is taking his place as the teacher, as the leader. And he is doing it evidently very, very well. They are all amazed at how well he does it. Remember, they all think of him as a carpenter, the son of a carpenter, a builder, who would not be educated, but yet here he speaks with such authority. And they're all amazed. Who can this be? Who is he? And we're going to see, actually, if you read this passage a little bit further, they did not understand at all. But the point is, here he is teaching with that kind of authority, precisely because he is God himself. Become one of us. Become man. God and man. And in becoming and doing that, what we call the hypostatic union, union of the two natures, divine and human, in one person. And that person is divine. The second person of the Blessed Trinity. He does not give up his divinity. It is still there. So he is God, man. An awesome, awesome mystery that we must, of course, take by faith. And because it is revealed to us, we know that it is true. And note what, actually this is quoted from the prophet Isaiah, what is said here. He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, recovery of sight to the blind, liberty to captives, all of these beautiful things. Now we look at our own day and age, and we say, true? Well, give time. Yes, it is true. Because we look at our own day and age, and we think, well, how much tribulation, how much evil there is in the world. And he's proclaiming liberty. He's proclaiming health, prosperity, etc. We also have to recognize that at the time that our Lord was on earth, it was a time of peace. There was peace. It wouldn't take long before all of the wars and tribulations started up again. But at that time, there was a peace over the world. Well, yes, our Lord is proclaiming those things. However, it requires something from us too. Our faith in him, that he will bring us to that peace, to that liberty, to that prosperity. He will bring us to that if we have that faith in him. But the longer we keep turning away, the longer it will take for that to come. Let us then not hesitate to put all of our faith in him. all of our hope, all, and of course, above all of our love in Him, for Him, that through His merits, through the grace that He gives us, through our Blessed Lady, but through He gives us, we will achieve, we will experience that peace, that liberty, that prosperity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.